I'm Dina in Portland, Oregon.
And I'm Daniel, halfway across the world in Jerusalem.
That's Dina Pritchip and Daniel Estrin. Again, we heard from Daniel a few minutes ago. Daniel teamed up with Dina to tell us the little-known story of that great Mexican street food, Tacos al Pastor.
Oceans separate us.
Spices and flavors separate us.
But there is one thing in both of our cities that is strangely familiar. At Oregon's Supermercado Mexico, you've got a big turning spit of pork, basted with chili and onions, and just dripping fat and flavor.
Can I get a taco al pastor?
Shave some off into a tortilla, and you've got tacos al pastor.
And at this hole-in-the-wall restaurant in Jerusalem, you've also got a vertical rotisserie of meat spinning next to the flame.
There's the taste of grilled meat, tempered by tahina sauce and the vinegary onions. This is the taste of the shawarma we love.
Shawarma is usually beef or lamb, because Muslims and Jews don't eat pork. And unlike Taco al Pastor, it's served in a pita instead of a tortilla. But even so, it's hard to miss the similarities.
Which, it turns out, is no coincidence. Shawarma, the quintessential Middle Eastern street meat, is actually the source of al pastor.
To find out how that happened, we hit the taco trail. I started off with a visit to the Alwari shawarma stand in Jerusalem with Ali Klebo. He's a Palestinian anthropologist.
Shawarma is very, very interesting. The origin of the word shawarma is a Turkish word that means to turn, to spin around an open fire.
And there's some version of it throughout the Middle East, where the Turkish Ottoman Empire once reigned.
Turks, they call it doner kebab. The Greeks call it gyro. And the Iraqis call it kas. But this shows you the all-pervasive influence of the Ottoman Empire, because all the subjects of the Ottoman Empire eat shawarma, even though they call it by different names.
But of course, the people of the Ottoman Empire didn't all stay in the Ottoman Empire. About 36,000 went to Mexico between the late 19th and early 20th century.
People came from as far as Egypt. I found some people that came from Iraq.
Teresa Alfaro Velkamp is a history professor at Sonoma State University, and she's tracked the migration of Middle Easterners to Mexico.
The majority came from the Levant, as that was called during that time, which is now modern-day Lebanon and Syria.
These migrants came for the usual reasons: looking for economic opportunity, dodging army conscription, and escaping sectarian violence.
And when they came, they brought their food with them. Jeffrey Pilcher is author of the book Planet Taco.
By the 1930s, there were restaurants that served shawarma. And during the 1960s, the Mexican-born children of these Lebanese migrants start opening up their own restaurants. And they start to create a kind of a hybrid cuisine, a Lebanese-Mexican cuisine.
And like fusion cuisine everywhere, the resulting dish draws on the flavor of both traditions.
They take the technology that they grew up with in these Lebanese restaurants, the vertical rotisserie, but instead of using lamb, they use pork. They marinate it in a red chili sauce to give it that distinctive color, and they cook these up and serve them and call them tacos al pastor.
Al pastor means in the style of the shepherd. Even though it's now made with pork, the very name gives a nod to the original Middle Eastern lamb. With Mexico's economic boom in the post-war years, Tacos al Pastor moves from small towns to bigger cities and eventually into the U.S.
The fact that this classic dish was a relatively recent import from the Middle East doesn't necessarily make it any less Mexican. In fact, according to historian Jeffrey Pilcher, it's sort of the opposite.
Authenticity is not always something that dates back to the ancient Aztecs and the Mayas. The meaning of Mexico is continually being recreated in every generation.
So there you have it. 20th century migrants fused the old world with the new, and they slid it into a tortilla.
And whether it's lamb or pork, tortilla or pita, Jerusalem or Portland, the essentials remain the same.
Fat and fire.
A handful of spices.
A quick meal.
And a taste of tradition. For The World, I'm Dina Pritchip in Portland.
And I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
And I want a taco. And I want to know more about the unlikely origins of my favorite eats. You might be too. Does your favorite food have a great backstory? Let us know. Tweet us using the hashtag GlobalNation. Al pastor in the style of the shepherd may allude to the Mideast, but hey, shepherds are everywhere, right? This is a classic Afro-Cuban tune called El Reloj de Pastora, The Watch of the Shepherd Woman, composed by the great Cuban singer Arsenio Rodriguez. It's not filled with food references, but there is plenty of sexual innuendo. This version is by the Cuban ensemble Sierra Maestra. The world.